You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And a very good morning to each and every one of you. Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to a brand new week. It is Monday. It is the 25th of September today. In actual fact, we're starting our last week in the month of September. It's all a little bit frightening, isn't it? Anyway, it is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3, Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Couple of quick birthdays for today, 25th of September. We're going to start with this one, Nicholas Joseph Cugnot. It was his birthday today, back in 1725. Today was a month, he was 4 years, he was born. A French inventor who invented and built two steam-propelled tractors. And guess what? They're considered to be the world's first automobiles. And another one. Yes, you probably might know this name, Fletcher Christian. He was born on this day, 1764, an English master's mate on board the Bounty. This was during William Bligh's fateful voyage to Tahiti for breadfruit plants. Well, it was Christian who seized command of the Bounty from Bligh on the 28th of April in 1789.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Yeah.
Well, there's a good way to start off a week, isn't it, with Mr. Brian Adams. Can't stop this thing we've started. 1991 was when that came out. And no, we're not going to stop it. We're going to go right through. We're going to go right through until 10 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Hope you're going to stick around. We'll keep you entertained as much as we can between now and 10 o'clock. It's you, me, the music. We're checking with Ingrid and, of course, with Yasmin as well.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, we're two in a row. We started off with Foreigner and Hop Luddied, and that last one, Joe Walsh, and Life's Been Good. Hasn't it just? Well, we're still here, aren't we? If you've just woken up, pinch yourself. Just double check, all right? Anyway, it is time to do this. Get you in the shower on your way to where it is you're going on this Monday morning. As I said, we're going in to the last week of September. Where is the time going? That's what I want to know.
Hanging on the line with you. dancing tomorrow night. It's cold out there, but it's warm in there. They can dance. We'll stay home and stay.
There we go, and wham, and that was Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. So if you're still lying in bed, get up before you go-go. There we go. Right, looking at the time, and let's see, where are we? We are 20 minutes exactly after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. It is a Monday. What is a Monday? It's a music day. It's a music Monday. We don't have anybody coming in this morning, but we will be checking, of course, with Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk, sometimes city folk, and Yasmin, see how her weekend went, and see if we can find a couple of people in the world of music born on this day. Why not? We can do all sorts of things, really. Great music, of course, going right through till 10. This is Steve Miller Band. Rockin' me. That's it. Yes, the Steve Miller Band and Rockin' Me. I'm right. Well, how was your weekend? I had a fun time. I tell you what, looking out the studio window this morning, what have we got? We've got nice weather again. We're still looking for that rain, you know. Hopefully it'll turn up fairly soon. Depends, of course, where it's raining, doesn't it? We had a bit of rain here by the coast yesterday. But haven't heard any about how much the water's increased. Anyway, let's do a little dance, 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 shall we? That is Chic doing a little dance, dance, dance there. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a little break, and when we come back from that, we're going to take a look at some of the international, news headlines, and a bit of business for this Monday morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Have you ever dreamed of studying and working abroad? How does Ireland sound? Don't miss Global Possibility Studies Educational Fair on September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel. You'll be able to meet five of the most renowned Irish universities and learn about their bachelor and master degrees. Get to know Ireland's flexible immigration laws, financing opportunities, and how to get your full-time work permit for 2 years after graduation in the Emerald Isle. Don't forget to visit the fair this September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel at 6:30 p.m. Limited availability. RSVP at info@gpstudies.com. Follow them on Instagram at Global Possibility Studies and find out about all learning opportunities in Ireland.
Con la construcción de la línea 3 del metro, día tras día, vamos haciendo realidad el sueño de miles de residentes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste.
Estamos muy felices de anunciarles que Mega Producciones ya tiene local, llamado Mundo Kids, ubicado en Atrio Mall Costa del Este, piso 3, donde puedes llevar a tus hijos a divertirse, con show, parque, personajes y también puedes realizar fiestas de cumpleaños. Contáctalos, mundokidspty01@gmail.com, WhatsApp 6317-6563 y su cuenta de Instagram Mundo Kids Panamá 1. Ven y disfruta con nosotros.
Right, it is that time on this morning's show for us to take a quick look at some of the international news for this morning. A little bit of business thrown in for good luck. Thousands of ethnic Armenians fled the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh, queuing up for fuel and jamming the road to Armenia. Correspondent Felix Light from Reuters was at the border and reported the updated information. Kosovar police units in armored vehicles moved in to secure and search a village in North Kosovo a day after four people were killed in a shootout there between police and ethnic Serb gunmen in the Restif region. The Taliban are creating a large-scale camera surveillance network for Afghan cities that could involve repurposing a plan crafted by the Americans before their 2021 pullout. This is according to an Interior Ministry spokesperson. A bitter row between India and Canada over the murder of Sikh separatists is being felt in Punjab, where some Sikhs fear both a backlash from India's Hindu nationalist government and a threat to their prospects for a better life in North America. The Philippines will take all appropriate actions to cause the removal of barriers in a disputed area of the South China Sea, the country's national security advisor said on Monday. The Philippines on Sunday shared images of a floating barrier blocking fishing vessels accessing in the Scarborough Shoal with the Chinese Coast Guard ships nearby and said it would protect the rights of its fishermen. We're just a week before Washington runs out of money to keep the federal government fully operating. Warring factions within the Republican Party in the U.S. Congress showed no signs of coming together to pass a stopgap funding bill. An overnight Russian airstrike on the southern Ukrainian region of Odessa caused significant damage to port infrastructure and destroyed some grain storage facilities, Ukrainian officials have reported. And Hollywood Writers Union reached a preliminary labor agreement with the major studios in a deal expected to end one of two strikes that have halted most film and television production and cost the California economy billions of dollars. The United States securities regulator has collected thousands of staff messages from more than a dozen major investment companies, escalating its probe into Wall Street's use of private messaging apps, said four people with direct knowledge of the matter. Authorities in China have ordered a senior Nomura banker overseeing the firm's investment banking operations in China not to leave the mainland, according to a couple of sources. With 2 months left until the UN's COP28 summit, countries are far from bridging the gap between those demanding a deal to phase out planet-warming fossil fuels and nations insisting on preserving a role for coal, oil, and natural gas. China's Evergrande Group, latest trouble now in firming up a long-pending debt restructuring plan, led to a sell-off in its peers' shares as worries resurfaced about the crisis-hit property sector after a brief respite. Japan's Aisei said that the country's health ministry had approved its Alzheimer treatment, Leqembi, co-developed with US-based Biogen. The drug is the first treatment shown to slow progression as a disease for people in the earlier stages of Alzheimer's disease. Vietnam plans to restart its biggest rare earths mine next year with a Western-backed project that could rival the world's largest, according to two companies that are involved. This is as part of a broader push to dent China's dominance in a sector that helps power advanced technologies. Shares in Europe, well, they fell at the start of the quarters last week in volatile trading as worries about interest rates stay higher for longer and weakness in China-exposed shares weighed on the index. The Pan-European Stock 600 index, that slid by 0.8%. This was by 8:45 Greenwich Mean Time on Monday. China exposed luxury stocks such as LVMH and Kering. Well, they shed 1.8% and 3.2% respectively amid persistent concerns about growth in the world's second largest economy. Oil prices rose on Monday as investors focused on a tighter supply outlook after Moscow issued a temporary ban on fuel exports while remaining wary of further rate hikes that could dampen demand. Brent crude futures, well, they climbed 71 cents or 0.76% to $93.98 a barrel, just underneath that $94 mark. That was by 08:09 Greenwich Mean Time after settling 3 cents lower on Friday. United States West Texas Intermediate Crude Futures, the WTI crude, well, that extended gains for a second session, trading at $90.63 a barrel. That's up 60 cents, or 0.67%. And that's it. There we go. There's our brief look this morning. Some of those items in the international news, and a little bit of business thrown in for good luck. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low cost and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future. It's in great hands.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
There we go, yes, Electric Light Orchestra and Turning to Stone. Couple of good mornings. Good morning to Paul Dixon over there in the United Kingdom, South London. Good morning to you, Paul. Great to hear from you. Love to Maria. And also to Renee. Renee dropped us a little line this morning. It says, good morning. And says, did you have a nice weekend? I did. Tell you more about that later. Please could you play Believe It or Not by Stephen Gayer and have a great week. I'll tell you what, I couldn't find the Stephen Gayer one, not on his own, but I did find this one, quite a bit of it. Joey Scarberry, I had that in my music collection, and hope this is okay. There we go, yes, that is Joey Scarsbury. I got a thumbs up from Renee. We're obviously not doing too badly there. Right, Believe It or Not. Also, by the way, it was the theme to Greatest American Hero. Time on The Breakfast Show, keep your eye on the time, 16 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And by the way, when I was doing some shopping in Reba Smith yesterday, as I do sometimes on a Sunday, normally I go with a good lady, but she's still away travelling, having a great time with the family in San Diego, and he put her in San Francisco. Anyway, when I was in Reba Smith, it was like always like a bit of a social gathering, really. Good morning to Natty, to Monica, and to Matt. Met them in there yesterday. Get together with your friends and go shopping. There we go. But I came, I was looking for some wine, as I often do. And I came across this. It's one of those 19 Crimes wines. It's a Chardonnay. And it's, it says here, Martha's Chard. And it says 19 Crimes. But the picture on the bottle is Renee. I showed it to Yasmin this morning. Does that remind you of everything? Mm-mm. Yep. So I don't know what you've been up to, but you wanted. But the thing is, it worked. I bought a bottle. There we go. I'll let you know when I try it out what it's like. So there we go. Yes, nice, interesting day meeting friends and doing some shopping yesterday. Himself, Mr. Chuck Berry, Johnny Be Good. I tell you what, when I was rummaging through the music yesterday, I thought, I know what we can do. Let's see if you can put a couple of records together where the titles, well, like the titles have like a discussion or a question and answer, or they flow on from the name of the song. I thought, well, we'll give that a try. And just to give you an example. Let's try these two. Alright, a bit of conversational music. And relaxing too.
Touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander apart from me, I want to feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave, and it's me you need to share.
You just a silly phase I'm going through. And just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made. I'm not in love, no, no.
Classic, that one. And there are two in a row, and they sort of, well, a bit of a conversation between the two of them. How deep is your love? From the Bee Gees. So how deep is your love? I'm not in love. from 10cc. So if you've got a couple of tracks, which is almost sort of conversational, or they sort of work well, theme-wise or name-wise, going together. So that one's spectacular. 10cc, I'm not in love. And talk, that was sort of going back to our 60s, wasn't it? And I tell you what, yesterday, doing the housework, yeah, this is a new hobby. The good lady's still away. I was listening to BBC Radio 2, Tony Blackburn, and I thought, good grief, Tony's still going strong. He does the 60s show on a Sunday. He first achieved fame broadcasting on the pirate radio stations, Radio Caroline and Radio London. That was back in the 1960s, before joining the BBC on the BBC Light programme. He's been there ever since, for heaven's sake. I thought, he must be knocking on a bit. He is 80 years of age and still broadcasting to this day. So I tell you what, you lot are in trouble. I've got quite a way to go yet.
Is it yes or is it no? What's man supposed to do? Tell me no, I don't. Oh, yes, I do.
There we go with another gentleman who's been around the block a few times. That's called Yes I Do. Comes from Mr. Shakin' Stevens. Time on the Breakfast Show to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Do you want to study and work abroad but don't know where? Global Possibility Studies and Education Ireland have the perfect opportunity for you in their educational fair this September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel. Get to know everything about their programs, financing opportunities, and interact with the representatives of five of the most renowned universities in Ireland. Come to the fair and learn how to apply to a postgraduate degree with the possibility of obtaining your full-time work permit for 2 years. This September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel at 6:30 p.m. Limited availability. RSVP at info@gpstudies.com. Follow them on Instagram at Global Possibility Studies.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
En la carretera Panamericana se desarrollan frentes de trabajo de la línea 3. Por la seguridad de los conductores, recomendamos respetar las señales de tránsito y manejar con precaución para evitar accidentes.
Estamos muy felices de anunciarles que Mega Producciones ya tiene local, llamado Mundo Kids, ubicado en Atrio Mall Costa del Este, piso 3, donde puedes llevar a tus hijos a divertirse, con show, parque, personajes y también puedes realizar fiestas de cumpleaños. Contáctalos, mundokidspty01@gmail.com, WhatsApp 6317-6563 y su cuenta de Instagram Mundo Kids Panamá 1. Ven y disfruta con nosotros.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Thank you.
came off an album I've got. It's from the Milan Fashion Show a few years ago now. And that is called Keep On Moving, La Familia, Danny Krivit edit there. And good it is too. A couple of minutes, we'll be checking in with Ingrid, see how her weekend went.
Well, you know. Should have stayed.
Go with Cheap Trick. Don't be cruel. There we go. Isn't that great? Right. Let's see if we can find, we'll see what Ingrid's
good
up to.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, I learned me a lesson over this weekend. Ooh, yeah, did I learn me a lesson. There's some things you don't mix with other things when you're eating them. Oh, boy, yeah, it can cause a real right-down trouble in your lower intestinal tract. Anyways, I am starting to recover and feeling much, much better. I hope you all had a wonderful weekend. This is the last week of September and the start of a many a good Oktoberfest. Oh, yeah, the German beer starting, the German gardens, oh, yes. And the end of the month is coming up soon, too. Yeah, I got lots of things going on in September. Always something to do. Ah, I do miss the States, though, right about now, because some of the places further up north, they have the time where the leaves change. We don't get them here. They are green, and then they're on the ground here. They don't, like, change colors in the trees and make pretty like they do up in upstate New York. But that's okay. I'm not in upstate New York. I'm in beautiful Valle with the sun shining down. Starting to work on some Halloween decorations. Got to figure out what we're going to put on for a show this year. It's kind of hard every year because you have to do better than you did the year before. At least you think you do. So it's going to be interesting. But now at least Chelsea's got some costumes to wear. So I know at least one of us is going to be dressed. And we'll figure out the rest. The cook has been looking at all kinds of cool magazines, trying to figure out what she wants to do. It's going to be a good one. I'm not sure if I'm going to travel before or after, but sometime between now and the end of October, I do I have a trip planned for business. And she's got some, the cook's got some family coming into town for a visit. So I'm hoping the two coincide good so that I don't miss one or the other and I get to see a little bit of both. But enough of that. So it's Monday. Welcome to the last week of September. I hope you all are ready for it. And until next time, back to you in the studio.
There we go. That's about just the summing up October, really, isn't it, really? ZZ Top and Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers. You're listening to The Breakfast Show, by the way, 28 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3, Cool FM. I'm going to be with you for about another hour and 25 minutes, getting you to where it is you're going, hopefully, in a great mood. Well, for a Monday morning, at any rate.
I just got back from the border. And what I saw made me know for sure we're out of order. I had a dream about New Orleans, Jackson Square. I heard a prayer down in New Orleans. On the run, there's life for living, but the people there, they just don't care. Living their life like a millionaire down on the border. You never see me in old Iran. The women there don't know who I am in old Iran. And I never will go to Singapore. The people there will cut your hair in Singapore. On the streets there's life aplenty, but they'll never know.
on the Border, and that comes from the Little River Band. 29 minutes right now. This is, we make our way towards 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. I tell you what, looking at some of the birthdays for today, we have a double. We have a double whammy. Michael Douglas, born on this day in 1944, American actor and a producer, of course, who has won 3 Golden Globes and 2 Academy Awards. First as producer of 1975's Best Picture, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and as Best Actor in 1987. That was for his role in the movie Wall Street. Well, he is the eldest son of actor Kirk Douglas's 4 sons and is married to Catherine Zeta-Jones. Now, guess what? Her birthday is also today, 25th of September. I tell you what, a lot of celebrations going on in that house, isn't there? Yes, indeed. 28 before 9 o'clock. This is from the band Sweet. Love is like oxygen. Well, the time right now is 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. And that's what it's called. Comes from the band Sweet. I tell you what, one of the things people say, you know, you don't cover many sports, do you, on your program? I don't know. I think we cover a few, but I tell you what, we're going to put that to rights right now for all of you that are into ping pong.
Do you know what it feels like? Love me someone that's in a rush to throw you away. Do you know what it feels like to be the last one to know?
I think Enrique Iglesias won that one. It's called Do You Know? You never guess what it's also called. It's also called the Ping Pong Song. Really, it is. Keep an eye on the time, 21 exactly before 9.
Not to break.
you be 40. I wish. And don't break my heart. We are 17 and a half minutes away from 9 o'clock. Looking at a couple of other people who have birthdays today. I don't know if many of you, if any, follow British comedy. Well, here's a great artist. It was Ronnie Barker. He used to get together with another Ronnie called Ronnie Corbett. They were known as the Two Ronnies. And their comedy was really special. But Ron Barker, a British actor, comedian and a broadcaster, known for his roles in various British comedy TV series. Some that you might have seen, for instance, The Frost Report, Porridge, The Two Ronnies and Open All Hours. Somebody else today, Barbara Walters, was born on this day, 1929, and same day as Ronnie Barker. An American broadcast journalist and an author who has hosted morning television shows. The Television News Magazine 2020 as former co-anchor of the ABC Evening News and since retirement as a full-time host and contributor. And she's continued to occasionally report for ABC News as well.
Best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
True classic, that one, isn't it? We'll never die. Wicked Game from Chris Isaak.
Nobody loves no one.
Yes, indeed. And that was released from his third album, which was called Heart-Shaped World, back in 89. And despite being released as a single in July of 89, it didn't become a hit until it was featured in the 1990 David Lynch film, which was Wild at Heart, starring Nicolas Cage and Laura Dern. Lee Chestnut, on Atlanta radio station music director who loved David Lynch films, began playing the song, and it quickly became an American top 10 hit in January of 1991, reaching number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100. Worldwide, the single became a number 1 hit in Belgium and reached the top 10 in several other nations as well. Now, there's a song that's been covered by many, many people. Some good ones, too. It's been covered by, the likes of... it's been in adverts as well. It's been in movie and television series and adverts. So much so that Days magazine questioned whether it might be the most influential love song in modern music, and subsequently received retrospective but critical acclaim, being listed on the 2010 book 1001 Songs You Must Hear Before You Die. And also noted by David Marsh in an updated edition of his 1989 book, The Heart of Rock and Roll, Soul, the 1001 greatest singles ever made.
Best place to be in the mornings.
We will rock you. We will.
a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
There we go, two in a row, taking us up to the top of the hour. We started off with the Tony Rich Project and Nobody Knows. Well, they do now. And followed on, Well, We Will Rock You from the Queen. And don't go away, because we're going to take a little break for the news. And when we come back, well, we're going to be rocking you going right through until 10. We're going to be checking in with Yasmin, see how her weekend went, what we got lined up for this week. And perhaps a couple of people born on this day in the world of music.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Waking you up every morning, your
Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Have you ever dreamed of studying and working abroad? How does Ireland sound? Don't miss Global Possibility Studies Educational Fair on September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel. You'll be able to meet five of the most renowned Irish universities and learn about their bachelor and master degrees. Get to know Ireland's flexible immigration laws, financing opportunities, and how to get your full-time work permit for 2 years after graduation in the Emerald Isle. Don't forget to visit the fair this September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel at 6:30 p.m. Limited availability. RSVP at info@gpstudies.com. Follow them on Instagram at Global Possibility Studies and find out about all learning opportunities in Ireland.
La Línea 3 beneficiará a una población de más de 500.000 habitantes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste. Con el sistema monorriel, atenderá una demanda inicial de 160.000 usuarios.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Try to get something that you can come for me without something that you have better for your priest and hope the devil gets the rest.
the fields that lead for miles, right into the table of a God. Mend up your fences with my horses for a little while. Only broken horses know to run.
Track from Belinda Carlisle there. Broken Horses is what the track is called. It comes off of an album called In These Silent Days. It was the seventh studio album from Brandy Carlisle, released via Low Country Sound Etc. Records, October the 1st of 2021. This is going back in time. He wrote a lot of the songs. Barry Manilow, this is Can't Smile Without You.
Your
There we go, Barry Manilow and Can't Smile Without You. Another track he made, of course, was I Write the Songs, and he certainly did as well. He wrote a lot of songs for a lot of different people. If I remember rightly, somebody said that he wrote this song and he was sort of singing, said, well, why don't you record it? And he did. And the rest is history. Good morning, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning. Happy Monday.
It is happy. It's sunny again.
Oh, yes. Last night was cool.
Yeah, you were saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, I sort of slept. I had the window at the back and the front open. I normally get a breeze. Mm-hmm. I think it got a bit cooler. So what time was that when you said it was cool?
I went to bed at 10, I guess.
Oh, probably about the same time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, the weather's strange. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, look at it. It's like a summer's day already.
Yes.
And, I mean, October, November is supposed to be our rainiest month. We'll have to see. Mm-hmm. Because if we don't get the rain... Mm-hmm. We're screwed, mm-hmm. basically.
Yeah.
Because the next thing is we'll be into our summer, and then if we don't get rain as soon as summer's finished,
exactly,
we'll have been screwed twice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So yeah. There we go. We do need the rain, mm-hmm. in the right place, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not here; that's inland, so it's all right.
Yes, because on Saturday it was raining a lot.
Yeah, it did rain, but I mean, and you see it. I see the storms going past out there in the bay.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, for we did have one coming in from the sort of city side. So, but I haven't heard anything in the news about what the depth of the lakes is.
No, yeah, me neither.
No. Mm-hmm. What is it, please? How much water's in the lakes? So anyway, how was your weekend?
Good. On Saturday, I went to the Adopta Fest.
Oh, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And did you adopt anything?
No. I was in charge of the kitties.
Aww.
So I was so happy there.
And you still didn't adopt one?
Oh, no.
You've got a cat at home, haven't you?
We have one, but it's it lives in the neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
But it always...
It visits.
Yeah, visits there for food and...
You see, I can't remember if it was you I was talking to, I think, about cats and dogs. And mm-hmm. I said, well, the thing is, I think it was Natty, a friend of mine, we bumped into in the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about cats and dogs. And she said about, you know, dogs. And I said, no, I'd have a cat.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, because you've got a dog and he's pampering all the time. You've got to take it out to go poo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, and get a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Cat decides whether it wants to stay with you or not.
Yeah.
You know, and it comes and it goes, and you don't have to look after it. Give it its own little door at the back.
Mm-hmm.
And because I had a couple of cats in the UK.
Yeah.
And they're just funny. You don't have to run after them all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's why I love them too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, anybody want a parrot? Oh, she was driving me nuts at the weekend.
Why?
Well, if I'm not in the room, she starts screaming.
Oh.
You know, and you can't go anywhere. And, you know, she doesn't get her own way. She screams.
But you can just go with her everywhere, no?
No, I don't want to. How can I go to the grocery store with my parrot?
No, I mean here in the house.
Well, no, I can't keep pushing her around everywhere.
Mm.
No. Naughty parrot. If you're listening, because I haven't woken her up yet. If you're listening,
mm-hmm.
behave. Stop screaming at me. So anything else happened? Did you have any events at the weekend other than Adopter Festing?
What else? Oh yeah, I went to the theater at La Plaza.
Oh, okay.
I got an invitation from La Movida.
Oh yeah.
Daniela, yeah. And there was a Mexican comedian, Michelle Rodriguez.
Uh-huh.
Yes, she's very famous. I didn't know her.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so
that
funny.
That famous.
Yeah. She was so funny. I was crying. Yeah, she was very good. Very nice. Very nice girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Were there good, clean jokes?
Yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Just wondered. So, yeah. Oh, great. Great. Mm-hmm.
That was nice.
Me, I did housework.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I found a new form of exercising, housework.
Saturday and Sunday.
Mainly Sunday, because Saturday I had a breakfast,
mm-hmm.
Friends and meeting, and then, of course, I go and play dice lunchtime on Saturdays with friends, so mm-hmm. I did that. And I normally have a few drinks at lunchtime, then I have a nap.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I did pop out just a little while just to get out. And yesterday, no, I was just sort of catching up on everything. And, because the boss is back on Thursday.
Yes.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So I have to, she'll come home with a checklist. Morning, sweetie. She sometimes listens to San Diego. Anyway, what have we got in the world of music today, Henry?
Yes, we have, the first one is Oni McIntyre.
Oh, okay.
Is that a man, right?
I would think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was born in 1945. From Scottish funk and R&B group The Average White Band, who scored the 1975 US number 1 and UK number 6 single Pick Up the Pieces.
There we go, what a great track that is. Bit of a funk from The Average White Band there. Pick Up the Pieces.
Mm-hmm.
cool track, that one.
Mm-hmm.
Do they sort of make instrumentals anymore?
I don't think so.
I just was thinking. I mean, they do shout pick up the pieces a few times.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, what instrumentals do we have now? I mean, you get the sort of suave stuff, don't you, from the likes of Kenny G and so on and so forth. But no sort of funky instrumentals. No. Apparently, it says the song was produced by Arif Mardin. Now, according to Malcolm Molly Duncan, he disagreed with releasing the song as a single because the song is a funk instrumental played by Scotsman with no lyrics other than a shout. Well, that about describes it well, but it was a good one.
Yeah.
Good bit of funk.
Mm-hmm.
So, who else we got? Yes, anybody?
The next one is Cecil Womack.
Oh, okay.
He was born in 1947. American R&B singer, songwriter, mm-hmm. and record producer. He was one of the musical Womack brothers
mm-hmm.
and had success both as a songwriter and recording artist, notably with his wife, Linda, as Womack and Womack.
Oh, we know them, don't we?
Mm,
I got the teardrops. You'll recognize it when I play this one. Teardrops, Womack and Womack.
Deep inside, she cries on there.
Womack and Womack and Teardrops. See, you recognize it, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Of course, it's nice. Yes, good song.
Yeah.
Good song, that one. Mm-hmm. Teardrops.
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing for the rest of the week?
Just work.
Oh, is that all?
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what I'm going to do yet. Probably work won't be in there.
Yeah.
No. So we've got a couple of people coming in tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Was that Audubon?
Yes, Audubon.
Okay.
Americas.
Oh, okay. Director of Audubon in the States.
Yes, they're coming from another country. It's an international event they're going to have.
So if they're coming, the Audubon Society, they came from another country, so are they migrating or are they just passing through or?
No, just for the conference.
Okay, so mm-hmm. they'll come here and get tucked up with food and go back. Good. Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, and also we have got, our friends from Rossio.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you fancy
him. Rizzio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Rizzio, you said
mm-hmm.
it. Mm.
So we're going to learn more about it.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. good. So perfect. And also, let me see, we got Andreas, mm-hmm. all being well. Oh, yes, and GPS are coming back in.
Mm-hmm.
Global Positioning Services.
Yeah.
what was the lady's name?
It was an Italian last name, I guess.
Oh, yes.
Or no.
We're good, aren't we?
Remember last week we had...
No, not really.
We had a lot of Italian last names.
We did, didn't we? Yes. Anyway, because God bless, she was sort of, she got a bit lost and turned her legs. We said, we've got to come back in this week
mm-hmm.
and talk to us about what they're doing. Because I know they're advertising for the Irish event, but I think there's plenty. It's Global Positioning Services.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and but of course I think they do more than just Ireland, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to find out more about the company, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So, well, that's it then.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see you tomorrow morning.
See you tomorrow.
All being well.
Okay.
Thanks, yes.
Bye, you're welcome.
And let's say a very good morning to Cedric. Cedric dropped me a little line earlier on. You asked if there's a couple of pieces of music you could play, one or the other. But one I have at hand, and it's the one from this one, Como Una Olla, from Roro Jurado. So here we go. I've got that one for you. Enjoy, Cedric. Good to hear from you, as always.
Grabé tu nombre en mi barca. Me hice por ti marinero. Para cruzar los mares, surcando los deseos. Fui tan feliz en tus brazos, fui tan feliz en tu puerto, que el corazón quedó preso de tu cuerpo y de tu piel. Como una ola, tu amor llegó a mi vida. Como una ola de fuego y de caricias, de espuma blanca y rumor de caracola, como una ola. Y yo quedé prendida a tu tormenta, perdí el timón sin darme apenas cuenta. Como una ola, tu amor creció. Prendí a tu cuello cuando te dije te amo, pero al mirarte a los ojos
amor llegó a mi vida como una ola de fuerza desmedida. Sentí en mis labios tus labios de amapola como una ola. Y me escapé contigo mar adentro sin escuchar las voces en el viento. Como una ola se fue tu amor, como una ola. Y me escapé contigo para adentro sin escuchar las voces en el viento. Como una ola se fue tu amor, como una ola.
Here we go, this going out to Cedric this morning, Rocío Jurado and Como una ola. Lovely song. I tell you what, listening to that in Spanish, of course, remind me when I first came to Panama all those years ago, one of my favourite artists that I got really into in this was Juan Gabriel. And I went to a concert he put on here as well. He was such a great, great performer. And I bought an album of his, which I played and played and played. It was Gracias por Esperar. Here's one of the tracks off of that album, Juan Gabriel and Como la Luna.
Todo tu ser, tus labios rojos besaré con sed, de la gloria que soñé. Nada cuesta más, no hay que esperar y empezar la magia de amar. De placer de amar. Voy a entregarte más sincero y voy a hacerte mucho más mujer. La luna llena vas a ver, igual tú
I'm not afraid.
There it goes, Juan Gabriel and Como La Luna. If you don't keep an eye on the time, we're just making our way to 10 minutes right now before the hour of 10 o'clock when I disappear, probably at around about 5 or 6 minutes time to go off and do something for the rest of this Monday. Probably get ready for tomorrow. That's the way life goes, you know. We had a bit of funk from Womack and Womack and also Average White Band. We're going to have another one, Instant Funk. I got my mind made up. And it goes like this. I knew it was there somewhere.
The foolish little soothing, the more you keep me moving.
Oh, well, there we go. Yes, got their mind made up. Instant funk there. I love that one. And I got my mind made up. And so have I, because it's time for me to go off and do something else the rest of the day. So my mind's been made up for me. Great to be with you on this Monday morning. Yeah, it's September the 25th. Our last week, as you heard Ingrid mention earlier on, in the month of September as we make our way into October, which is all rather scary, isn't it? Thanks go out to Ingrid, and glad she's feeling better. A little bit of a tummy upset over the weekend, but she's feeling a lot better today. So keep well, Ingrid, and thank you for our everyday story of country folk. Also to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producers, social media, bookings, you name it. She does it. Luckily, I don't have to work. Big thanks to my producer Yasmin, my co-producer Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. He's doing okay. Looking forward to getting back. Hopefully he's going to be over for a little while in New Year, in the end of, New Year. So I was going to say next year. It will be, won't it? So big thanks to Neil, and also to the boys and girls of Group of Grada who keep us up and running in the mornings. But as always, to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on 89.3 Cool FM. Do stay tuned to Chad SOS. He's coming up with Gigi's, and there's always great programming right through the day here on Cool FM, so do hang around. Other than that, to you, our listeners, advertisers, sponsors, I will be with you tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock. Two great guests tomorrow to keep us entertained. So that is set tomorrow. Whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, what do we say? Do it carefully. Why? Well, because we want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.